And then you want to take this like this, loop here, make sure this is fastened, and done. And that's how you make a net. And to put it away, you just do this, go like this, and carefully put it away like so. Good job, honey. You're a natural. Making your own arrows, keeping knives sharpened, cooking, sewing, woodcraft. You're becoming quite the craftsperson. You'll outshine everyone in the future. That's a good stance to have. Working just to outshine others only perverts your work. Making the goal to help others is a good mindset to have. I grow more proud of you by the day. You're proud of me too, huh? I work hard for you. I'm always happy. And I always make sure you want for nothing. Except more frosting on your cakes, you cheeky. Suffer under the weight of my love, you gremlin. Sorry, baby. I didn't mean to scare you. I just thought I heard something. Not sure. Could have just been a small animal. Although I have been hearing rumors about a bear in the area. I don't, considering bears like to sneak attack their prey. But we should pack up and head home just in case. Aw, you look tired. I guess we did do a lot of work today. Rest your eyes. I'll wake you when we're home. Hey now, no arguing. Proper rest will ensure a healthy growth. Now hush and rest. My memories? From when I was human. How is that possible? When I got here, I couldn't remember a thing. Asmodeus and Lucifer said that it was normal, and that the memories would come back on their own. Some are like that when they come down here. But mine never did, so I just stopped thinking about it.
Each new human soul has a different experience when they get down here. Some remember their old lives, some don't. Some change in appearance, some don't. Hell affects everyone differently. If I had to take a stab in the dark, your memories are coming back because of your little one.
You think my angel is triggering them? But why?
Well, you mentioned a woman and a child in these memories, right? Maybe that's you. And the child has to be your child.
My child? Was I a mother?
It would make sense. The way you behave with Cherub, you're like a natural mother.
Not only that, you're known as the motherly succubus around Lust. There's not a soul here or on Earth that doesn't describe your work as the love of a mother. I actually don't think I've ever seen you do adult work for your meals. You just let folks lay on your lap or your chest and boom! You always look 3 centuries younger after a meetup.
Now that you mention it, yeah. I don't think I've ever done the NSFW with my targets. I approach them, or them me. I do my trance and then they just start whimpering for my affection and call me mom. Or mama, or mommy, or dommy mommy, whatever fits their fancy. Either way, I'm just seem to be seen as this motherly figure. In the end, they're satisfied, I'm satisfied, I call them good babies and I leave.
Yes, 100% a motherly succubus.
Definitely a motherly succubus.
Can you guys please stop? I'm worried you're about to summon a Tim Burton weirdo.
Still, could those images I've been seeing really be my old life?
They very well could be, and I'm sure more will come in time.
Wow, I was a mother. I was a mother. I had a child. And I completely forgot. I bet I felt that child too. Just like I'm feeling now. I ruined this child's life.
What are you saying? Jay, you saved them. And they're going to need you now more than ever. These powers they have. This won't be the last time you see them.
Mila's right. They have to get control over those powers now, or shit's gonna get wrecked.
Powers? These aren't powers. That's an infection. My baby got infected and is suffering. All because I wanted to be a mother. Without even realizing I wanted to be a mother.
Stop saying that.
You literally took them from abusers and gave them a better life.
Yes, a better life. A life where they are being targeted for being near me, are found by their abusers, and are now turning into a monster that could possibly destroy them. And I've been powerless to stop any of it. I haven't given them a better life. I've just given them a pause before something worse comes along. Everything that's happening to them is my fault. And there's nothing I can do to stop it!
Jay, that's enough.
This was a mistake. It was all a huge mistake.
What was?
Bringing them here. I never should have brought them here.
Okay, that should be good for now. Sweetie, I'm going to head out for a bit. Rumor has it a giant bear has been seen in the area. I'm going to see if I can't chase it off. Or at least get us some nice deer meat. Keep an eye on dinner, please. Stir it every so often. It should be ready by the time I return. Not this time. It's too dangerous. You stay here and continue studying. I'll be back before you know it. I'll be careful, I promise. See you soon. I love you too, sweetie. See you soon.
Well, hello again, kid. Fancy meeting you here. Yes, I am the man you saw some weeks ago. I am surprised you remember. Oh yes, I know your mother is out right now. That's what I was waiting for. Such a quaint home, as rustic and charming as it always been. She has always did like the simplistic overlay opulence. It was her most annoying quality. I need to leave? But why? After all, this used to be my home! Yes, kid. This was my home, too. At one point. Never thought I'd have to come back to this miserable shack. What a pretty little trinket around your neck. May I take a closer look? How cute. A mother's love made into a necklace. How pathetically sentimental of her. You want it back? Come and take it from me, you little shit! You dare raise a hand to your father? I didn't want to think so. Thought maybe she would have lost the child. But here you are! You're the spitting image of her. But I can see traces of me in you! You say you'd never have a father like me. Too bad, kid. We don't get to choose who brings us into this world. And we sure as hell do not get to choose who takes us out of it. She never should have walked back into my life. She should have stayed away. This is on her. Make sure you blame her on your way out.